Mr. Napoleon, you have been in constant contact with your client, Charles Kinsey. First of all, how is he doing?
Mr. Kinsey is doing better physically. The hard part for Mr. Kinsey is the mental aspect of it, because he felt like he could do everything that he felt like he did everything that he could in his power to cooperate with the police and also to help them with his patient.
Is he still in hospital?
At this moment, he still is in the hospital. We're hoping that he will be released soon, but obviously that's a medical determination that we're going to leave to the doctors.
Let's go through exactly what happened to Mr. Kinsey earlier this week. What was he doing before the police actually showed up?
Mr. Kinsey was working. Mr. Kinsey works at a group home where they supervise autistic adults. One of the adults ran out of the facility and was sitting in the middle of the street. And Mr. Kinsey was attempting to convince the autistic adult to get out of the street so he doesn't get hit by a car and to come back into the group home.
And where were they specifically at this time when this happened?
The incident occurred outside, maybe a couple blocks away or in the close vicinity to the group home. The autistic adult was sitting in the middle of the street, and Mr. Kinsey was trying to make sure that no cars hit him, and at the same time, he was trying to get the autistic adult to get up and come back into the facility. So he was literally in the middle of the street.
So do you have any idea why the police got involved?
Well, someone called the police, a bystander, I guess, because the autistic adult was sitting in the middle of the street. I know that when the police arrived, they arrived and took out an AR-15 assault rifle, and approached Mr. Kinsey and the adult autistic gentleman in a military style. Mr. Kinsey immediately threw his hands up and informed the officer that he was unarmed and please don't shoot. The officers told Mr. Kinsey to get on the ground, which Mr. Kinsey did immediately. He laid flat on his back and put his hands straight up in the air. While his hands were up in the air, Mr. Kinsey continued to cooperate with the police. And as a matter of fact, the really sad part about this is that not only did he do everything that he was supposed to do, he was trying to encourage the autistic adult to also comply with the police. Now, although the autistic adult did not lay down flat like he was supposed to, he was not in any type of threatening manner.
And Mr. Kinsey told the police about the situation, that he was a behavioral therapist and this was his patient.
Exactly. He told him while he was laying flat on his back, he's a behavioral therapist, that this gentleman has autism, but equally important, Mr. Kinsey informed the police that the instrument in his client's hand was a toy truck, as you can clearly hear on the video. And that's the part that's, you know, really shocking, because it does not, even though they received a call about a gun, you clearly could see that it was a toy truck that this guy was playing with, and you can clearly tell that he was autistic.
And then police shot Mr. Kinsey in the leg.
Correct. Then the police shot Mr. Kinsey in the leg, and they handcuffed him after they shot him, even though they found out he was not armed. They turned him on his side on the hot, steaming pavement in Miami, and they waited and left him handcuffed, bleeding, until the ambulance arrived, and they didn't try to assist him. They didn't try to put a bandage or pressure on his wound. They just left him there, which I feel is a very inhumane thing to do to someone that you just shot who was unarmed and had their hands straight up in the air.
And Mr. Kinsey asked the officer why he shot him.
Yeah, Mr. Kinsey asked the officer why he shot him. The officer replied that he didn't know. Mr. Kinsey also overheard another officer ask the officer who shot, "Why did you shoot this guy?" And the officer again said that he did not know.
I have to ask, meantime, the client, the autistic adult gentleman, is sitting there. What happened to him?
Well, he was also placed in handcuffs, and eventually someone, I believe, from the program came back and got him, and I believe that he was released. I'm not exactly sure the process that he had to go through first, but I know that he was released.
The officer in question has been placed on administrative leave. What would you like to see happen next?
Well, I think that what the community would like to see is that when an officer behaves in this fashion, that it's unacceptable. And I don't believe that the community will feel safe with an officer who is out there who's willing to shoot an unarmed cooperative individual with his hand straight up.
Your client is a prominent member of a group called Circles of Brotherhood. It's actually, it has a motto, Black Men Solving Their Own Community Problems. Given what he's been through, what does he make of this incident?
Well, the group that he's a part of is really just that. They try to go into the tough areas of the community and provide assistance to encourage people to stay in school, to stay away from violence, and to show them a different way to live. And, you know, for this to happen to a guy like that, I mean, it's shocking. I mean, the video is what it is. It speaks for itself. And it's troubling on so many different levels.
Does he have concerns? Do you have concerns this might elevate tensions in North Miami?
Well, I believe that it does absolutely have the potential to do that. But we've been trying to speak to the city officials and try to come up with a quick and amicable resolution to this matter so that the community, so to give the city of North Miami an opportunity to show the community that they take these matters seriously and that it's unacceptable for a police officer to do that.
Will you be pursuing legal action? Will he be pursuing legal action?
Well, I mean, it's obviously still early to say, but, you know, in a situation like this, I hope that the city would do the right thing and compensate Mr. Kinsey for his injuries.
Mr. Napoleon, thank you very much for speaking with us.
No problem. I thank you, and I really appreciate you reaching out to us, Helen.
Okay, we wish your client a speedy recovery.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.